We're starting at the Mishnah. And again, the Mishnah is very cryptic. And the Rush spent a lot of time, trying to explain this Mishnah. Amr Parazu, the guy says, this Para says, I read in the Zira Mamedesani. The Para says it's a Nazir if she gets up. Or, Amra Hadalus Hazeh, Hareni Nazir im Niftachani. Now, the Shiloh with the Gavir is Amra Hadalus Hazeh or Amra Hadalus Hazeh. That depends if Dalus is Zachar Nekeva. The Rosh is Gavir is Amra, and he tells me that the word Dalus is Nekeva. Hareni im Niftachani. And it doesn't say anything else in the Mishnah. We have no clue exactly what this case is. But Beshami Amim Nazir, Beshalim Ein Nazir. Again, as the Rosh says, Mefarish v'Gemara. He has no pshat in this till the Gemara gets to it. We don't know what he is. The guy says that the cow is saying it.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda, Avkasham Rabbi Shammai. When Beshammai said it works, Loi Amru, I think it's supposed to say, with the Aleph and the Bach, I have to find them. Loi Amru, Ella Shabbaimar Parlazu like carbon. We say he means to make it a carbon in my medicine. Okay? That it's not a nazir, but it's a carbon. Now we have no clue. We are clueless in the Mishnah. So the Rosh tells us that understand this Mishnah, we got to learn some Gemara. Amr Rabbi Barchama. Back to Gemara. Par Mikishtoi. Since when does a parah talk? We mean Amr Parazu. Since when does a parah talk? Amr Rabbi Barchama. Hakam Maiskina. Kigad. Hakam Maiskina. Kigad. Shai Sapari Ravutza Lufanov. The parah was sitting there. And the guy said, Kisvara Porazu, Enei Medes. This parah thinks that he won't get up. Hareini Nazir Mibsara, I will be a Nazir from its flesh. In my Medes Me'aleha, I believe that's what he changes the Girsa to. Yeah. If it stands up on its own. V'amda Me'aleha. And it got up on its own. So now the condition was fulfilled, and he's a Nazir Mibsara. But can you be a Nazir from Basar? So it goes back to the Machlokes of last Mishnah. No difference in Tibsara and Gregris and Tzvukim. Gregris and Tzvela and Gregris and Tzvela. V'hochu b'shamed l'shitasa and b'shil l'shitasa. B'shamed army min ha-Gregris min ha-Tzvela ha-Binazir. Ochanam b'shamed b'shara ha-Binazir. According to b'shamed, it says, you can, when you say ha-Reni Nazir min ha-Gregris min ha-Tzvela, the way we explained it was, he's trying to back out and he can't back out. Same thing here. And basically, I remember having Nazir. And Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't mean to be a Nazir, he means to make the atom more carbon. Frech the Gemara, and I'm going to do this because the Rush brings this in when he says, Pshat in this Gemara in Amra Parazu. Frech the Gemara, Amru Beshamech HaRezimna. Why we have this Machlokes again? We have this Machlokes three times. Gregris and Tvela, Para and Dallas. Three times the same Machlokes. Either the guy says Gregris and Smukim, or he says he's a Nazim Ibsara, or he's a Nazim in Adalas. What is exactly going on? Dr. Gemara, Amarava, Tarti Klas, Vachaintana Ramchia, Tarti Klas. It tells me two or three cases, and then the Gemara will go on and say what the Chiddush of each case is, and we'll leave it at that to go see the Rush. Again,
Rabbi.
Yes.
I'm sorry, were you about to say you're not ready to entertain any questions yet?
I was going to say, let the Rosh do a little bit of explaining.
All right.
Before we answer any questions. Right. The Rosh, I have it on Amit Beis. I don't know where everybody has it. Find it in your own Gemara. Amra Parizu, I read in the Zira Memedesani. Amra Adelas Azu, I read in the Zira Mniftachani. Now, the first thing the Rosh says is Adelas, Lashon Nekeva. Amra Adelas, it's a feminine word in Lashon Kodesh. There are masculine words that get masculine verbs, and feminine nouns that get feminine nouns, right? Some words are considered masculine, and it would be Omer, he says, and Amra, she says. So every item is either a masculine item or a feminine item. So it's Lashon Nekeva, the sieve, Hadelas Tisayv Al Tira. The Delas swings on its hinges. Tisayv instead of Yisayv means feminine. We Gemara Mefarish the Kula Masnitzin, and since you don't understand what we're talking about, wait it out to the Gemara. V'yamak Svura Parazu Eina Medes. Kamay, Now, the first thing that Rashi addresses is, since when do Paras think about becoming Nazirim and not standing up? So the Rashi, K'may Baniya Chashva Lishaber. The Pasuk in Yaina says, the boat thought to break. It's talking about a huge storm. The boat was falling apart. So the Pasuk describes it as if the boat was thinking about breaking. The boat was not thinking. But in our the way we look at it, I don't know, there must be a word in English that you can speak that way, that as if the boat is thinking to break. What?
Anthropomorphic.
Okay, I'll leave it at that. Kalima.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically? That's easier than the word Feitel used. Kalima.
I'm happy for the
Feitel. Very good. If you can repeat the word he just said. Lefi yana, eile yechayla lamayin. According to what's going on with it, it feels like it can't get up. V'hainu amar amra parazu demasnisen. That's what it means that Paras said. So amar adam, the man says, parasura parazu she'ena menes. This Paras thinks it's not getting up. V'ani aymer, and I say, hareini basar mibsarim emenes. I'm going to be a nasir from his basar if it does get up. Ani aymer kein. That's what I'm saying. The Paras is not saying it's a nasir. The Paras is saying it doesn't think it can get up, right? And I'm saying I'm a nazir from its buster if it does get up.
Is this arguing what we? Is this trying to show that really the animal was not thinking and the man's saying it? What he thought.
The man is saying it. Okay, we'll use Dr. Schwab's word metaphorically. The Paras.
That's the answer.
Right. In my medicine. And I'm a king. I'm the male. Pligi beshame beso, but plukta the resha. The same achleik as they had in the resha, mina gregris. Rabbi Yehuda Kamar, the loy pligi ben nazir, elk superish devarav. No, it's not talking about nazir, because you can't be a nazir from gregris, and you can't be a nazir from basar. But it's talking about, he explained, Bamash and Nisrabin of lesser aparal of kakarbon. And the question is nazir a proper expression? Is it in the Webster's translation of the word nazir? Now the Rush says, I don't like that shot. Because listen, Irani Basami Parazmi Basar Parazu. So just say the case. Irani Nazarmi Basar. Why do we have to have this case where the Para thinks it can't get up? What's this? Bottom line, the Machlekes is the guy saying the Nazar from Basar. How do we deal with it? It's the same as the Nazar from Pigs. How do we deal with it? What is the Mishnah bringing in this case? The Para thinks, and I'm saying. What? I'm glad you're Mechavim to the Rush. He thought like you. But yes, Leimar.
It seems simple.
Okay, what's simple?
One's a Tanai and one's not a Tanai.
Again, the bottom line, the Machlokes has nothing to do with the Tanai. The Tanai is immaterial. He said he's a nazir from Basar.
If he gets up.
So he got up. So finished. Now he got up. He's a nazir from Basar. Again. It has nothing to do with his shayla. The machlokes beshamei b'sehu has zero to do with Tanai. You know, it was sunny that day. The skies were blue. And there was a Lexus driving by. It has nothing to do with this shayla. You can tell me all stories. And there was a shear going on,
yeah.
And we're learning this Hexus Nazir again.
So, was
Machlokes
said on Hexus?
No, is Irene just like Irene Nazir McGregor? Can you change your mind? Can you not change your mind? The same thing as last Mishnah. The Tanai is not Negeya. Get to the point. But he wants to understand the question, Dr. Harris. I'm disappointed. He has a right to ask.
No, you don't have to. He hasn't learned yet.
Yes, Leimar.
Different ways of understanding.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I'm
just wondering about Rush's explanation that combines a para and a delis into the same form, into the same argument. I understand you just cited Yonah with the ship, as something that's completely inanimate that might have a desire. But a para has a desire to do multiple things, so it's easier to explain that a person is looking at that animal and then trying to...
You're 100% right. But on the other hand, para has no shaykhus to thinking about being a nazir.
I understand, but this is a way of explaining how a person is expressing himself.
In that way, my doors also.
Do they? If I'm looking at an animal with its struggling thinking, this is what I want. You know, I'm talking myself into your position as I'm trying to articulate it. I get it. I see.
Okay.
It doesn't matter because it's all the same person,
exactly.
Just kind of a, okay.
Dr. Raj Vatema, but listen, I already know that me bus in Parazu. Yes, Loimar. The Nakam Paru Revutza, Lashminan, Shuayma Balash and Azab, Yesh Mashmoz, the time it may allow. When he says this Lashon, the Paru thinks it's a Nazar if it gets up. It's trying to say if it gets up on its own. Abel in Hamida Adam they have a nazir lebeishamai. Meaning, the reason the Mishnah tells me this is that the Mishnah is trying to tell me that the tanai means if it gets up on its own. The way the Mishnah expresses it is that the par is saying, if I ever get up, meaning people can get it up, everything can be pulled up. But it's a way of saying that his tenai is if it gets up on its own. The chayim bedelus if amr l'pin yonish l'delus shloitein nifteches it won't open on its own. Hareini nazim imenem niftechehi v'niftechai dey ruach and then it did open on its own. The wind blew it open. Came pirsham mefarshim v'aloshen dachuk. So the rush that the purpose of this was to the reason we're going into this tenai in this business is to tell me that the tanai is not if you can get up a para. You can always get up a para. And you can always break a door down. But it means if it will happen on its own. So therefore, it's worded in a way that the nazir de para is saying, I'll never get up. And the door is saying, I'll never open.
How does it answer the question?
It doesn't really answer the question because it's still not explaining why we need the whole tanai business. Except it's saying that the way the Mishnah words the Tanai is because the Mishnah is trying to stress to you that the Tanai is getting up on its own. Because if it means you getting it up, then there's no Tanai. You can always get a par up, and you can always open a door. You're right. It doesn't answer why we need the whole Tanai. But Lashon Dachuk, the Lashon is Dachuk. The Mashma, the Lishna, the Masnisan, the Chol Masnisan, my paru. It's mashma that the Mishnah is talking about the Pari said. Nothing to do with the person saying. Meaning the question is, read the Mishnah. Does it say he said he's an Uzzer? You see that in the words? The Pari said it's an Uzzer. The Pirish, so at the end of the day, the Rush hasn't said Pshat yet. He didn't really answer the question of Tanai, why we need the Tanai, number one. By the way, I don't know if that will ever get answered, number one. Number two is he explained why the Tanai is worded this way, but you don't see in the Mishnah that the guy said he's a Nazir from the Basar. I don't see that in our Mishnah. It doesn't say it in our Mishnah at all. It just says that the Parah said it's a Nazir if he gets up. Where does it say he's a Nazir? Well, Pirish... We're going to meet a new reason by code. Upirish HaRav Yosef Klotzen. We didn't have him. He's not Rablazim Emitz. Rav Yosef Klotzen. Amar HaOmer. The man is saying, Ksvarapuksura Parazu, She'ena Yechayla Hilamoid. The Parah thinks it can't get up. Uta'eva Hilamoid. It desires to get up. Ubaratsan Tidur Nizirus Imtamoid. And the para would be willing to be a nazir if he could get up. Meaning the para is weak, doesn't feel strong enough to get up, and would desire to get up so much that if it were offered the choice of being a Nazir, the Parah would gladly accept. Mashal Adam, Hanoida Beis Sara. The Parah is in a condition of a person who's in the hard times, and he makes the neder, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him. Right? Vayidro Yaakov neder lemar zok the medrash mikan shenoidrim beis tzara. That when a person is in a tzara, he should make a kabbalah. The parah is in a tzara. It can't get up. So it would be willing to make a neder so it should be able to get up. Now, the parah ain't thinking about a neder, and it's not. But the parah would be willing, had it been offered the choice, make a neder so it should get up, the parah would make that neder. V'ani mashlim chevtza. And I am going to do its desire. I'm going to make the Kabbalah for it. Hareini nazir mipsarim emedesi. Now, here comes Rabbi Yosef's next line, which answers the Rosh's question. The whole list of the masnitsa maimar paru. Really, the Mishnah only talks about what the parah said. But that's not enough for our Gemara. Ha-talmud ha-seba pirish maimar da-adam. And the Gemara is saying the Mishnah is missing the end. The end is the guy says, I'm going to do for the parah what it wants to do for itself. I'm going to become a nazir from its buzzer if it gets up. Because that's what the parah would have wanted. Zakhtar Raj, again. So let's understand this shot. This shot is saying the Mishnah is not mentioning a word about the person talking. Person didn't say a word. All he said was, this parah would become a nazir if he could get up. That's what the Mishnah quotes. That the parah is in such a situation that if offered the choice to be a nazir in order to get the strength to get up, it would get up. It would become a nazir. And the Gemara is adding, so what does they got to do with him? Like the Gemara, the Mishnah meant what it left out, and what you should add to the Mishnah, is he said, I will do the parah's bidding. I will become the nazir if would have liked to become, in order that it should get up. And then it got up. His Kabbalah worked. But it was a nazir mitzara. That's what he said. So the Mishnah is missing the point of what he said. It's only saying that what the parah would have said, and he's saying, and I will do it for the parah. It's like Reuven saying, Shimon has a tzara, I will make a Kabbalah l'schus Shimon. The man is making a Kabbalah l'schus his parah.
Does that have to do with being himself or
in
people helping him?
Only by getting... No, what do you mean, people helping him?
The difference is the animal gets
up. It's all in getting up by itself. Nobody said a word about being helped. There is no parah that can't give you help, can't be put up. You have five people, you can drag it up. There's no parah that's not... You can't stand up. Dr. Raj, I got a problem.
Rabbi, I'm sorry.
No questions for the next short line.
Okay.
If you're telling me that the man said, if the person says, so who cares about this whole story with the para? This is the Rosh that's re-asking that question. So leave out the para. Just say the guy said Irani Nazir Mipsara. I don't have to know the background. I don't have to know about this para, that the para would want to be a Nazira. We're not interested in writing a storybook now. The Mishnah doesn't mention a word that the guy said anything. According to Rav Yosef Miklatson, the Mishnah left out a key part of the story. The man said, I'm a Nazir Mipsara. Nice. Okay, there were questions. Yes, Rabbi Shem.
If the animal doesn't stand up, or until the animal stands up, he doesn't really want to be a nazir.
He made a condition. Every condition is that way. No different than any other condition.
That's a silly condition. If he really wants to be a nazir.
He doesn't. He's making a condition. Whatever guy, ask me on any condition a person makes. The guy said he'll be a nazir if davening takes an hour today. If he wants to be a nazir, let him be a nazir. I don't know, anytime you make a condition, ask me this question. Yes, Harvey.
So under this explanation of Rav Yosef HaKlatzim, that the guy has Rachmanis, for an animal in distress, and he wants to relieve it. Now do it for Delos. What's the distress of the Delos?
That would be a difficult. I agree with you that the Delos, again, we would have to be really metaphorically here, metaphoric, whatever word the right is, into saying that if the Delos could think, the Delos would say, I would love to be open. And I can't get better. Yeah. I'll agree with you that it's a much harder sell. I'll agree there.
Actually, for anybody who's read the Timaeus by Plato, it can be explained. Should anybody desire a discussion of panpsychism in classical times?
I think you should give a shear on that at a different time. Okay, let's move on. Zagderash. V'nira lefarish. She'adam lekibel olf leziris befarish. Nukshat. The man never said, Areini nazir mibsara. Ella misaper maimer hapara. He's talking what the parah is saying. And she'mitayich te'ev v'lamed baratzen. Ka'amra areini nazirim memedesani. Right. He's recounting what's going on in the mind of the parah. Let me speak out what the Rosh is going to say so people won't jump on me as he says it. He says, by telling you that the para wants to be a nazir if he gets up, why in the world is he telling me this? He's saying, I want to be a nazir if he gets up. By recounting, he's putting himself, by recounting what the para wants, it's a way of expressing, I want to do this if he gets up. Why else is he telling me that the para wants to be a nazir? Since when do I care if the para wants to be a nazir? Saying this part, that the parah would love to be a nazir if it could get up, is like saying, I will be a nazir if it gets up. It's a yat to naziris. This is a way of expressing his own naziris. He never says, I'm a nazir mibasar. Never says that. He says, the parah would love to be a nazir if it could get up. That's the way he's saying, I would be a nazir if it gets up. That's what the Russian being Mechadish. The Delos would love to be a nazir if it can open on its own. I will be a nazir if it opens on its own. He doesn't have to say it. The fact that he's telling me this part is saying that's what he's saying. This is a way of expressing naziris. Let me read it inside. Dr. Raj. Shadam b'lekibolo of naziris b'feirish. Elu mesaper maimer hapara. Shemitayich te'eb l'amet b'ratzen. Since it wants to get up and desires to get up willingly. Ka'amra ha'reini nazirim b'medesani. Naziris l'shayich ba. Parat can't be nazirim. What does the parah mean to be a nazir? That nobody should use it. The parah is saying it doesn't want anybody, it would want to be do anything to asher itself be used if it could get up to be a nazir from itself, meaning it should be a nazir from the whole world, nobody should use it. I'll be the nazir from it. That's what he's saying. By stressing that, it's like saying that's what he wants. The Binyan Achar, Lamaloy Lamed Dwarma Lolu. Why is he telling us the story about the Parah? Elisha Beliba, Elikayim, Mashu Misaper Maimar Parah. So there's two Pshatim in the Rosh. First Pshat in the Rosh says that the Gemara is missing a piece. It's saying over that the Parah is saying, and then he says, Areini Nazir Mipsara. The Rosh has two problems. What do I need the whole story with the parah? And why is the Gemara leaving out, the Mishnah leaving out the main part? Dr. Rush, no. The guy never said anything about himself. But by telling us that the parah would want to be a nazir from its basar, from itself, meaning ban itself if it can get up, he's saying, I want to ban myself from it if it can get up. That's a way of expressing his own naziris. And that answers both questions. I need the condition because it's telling me a new chiddush in this condition. That talking as a para is talking about yourself. That's a chiddush. And why the Mishnah didn't say that he said already nazir b'sara. Dr. Raj, but I got a problem. Because the Gemara is going to ask, why do we need three cases? Well, if this is the chiddush in this case, of course I need this case. If there's a new chiddush in the Tanai that talking is the parah is talking about yourself, what's the Gemara asking? What's the chiddush of this case? It's a repeat. It's not a repeat at all. It's a whole new thing. Dr. Rush, miotema, my parah of Amr Bisham Chadazimna, hatuva yitzrich. Hach the parah lashmina David Nazar, I forgot to ask in his ears. It's telling me a whole new halacha, that by saying that the parah wants to be a nazir, you're saying you want to be a nazir. Suck the rush, you're right. The Beis Shammai is a big chiddush. But Beis Hillel is not a chiddush, because they're saying you're not a nazir anyway. So why do they have to repeat themselves? The Shammai Kachem, I love what you call Beis Hillel lachloik, given that it's looked at the Reisha. There's no chiddush in Beis Hillel. In Beis Shammai, there's a chiddush. In Beis Hillel, there's no chiddush. So the rush is offering us two pshatim. He likes his own pshat. He has a problem with it also. But he likes his own shot. That the guy never said a rainy nazir mitzara. He's saying the parah would like to be a nazir from its own basar. And by saying that, he's saying, I will be a nazir from its own basar. Because why else is he telling it to me? And that's what the Rosh learns. And his first shot was that he's telling us the story and then adding a rainy nazir mitzara, and therefore the Rosh says the whole thing is superfluous.
So just to say that the finish of all this is that... that it's deny is not enough of a reason
to make it
different.
Correct.
Yeah. But,
that's what the
Rosh is doing. Yeah, but to say that what he wants to do is have the same thought process as the Torah, that...
It's a very big chiddush.
What's the chiddush?
You don't hear the chiddush?
No.
I can't help you. Dr. Harris wants to be a nazir. So therefore the guy means himself, he wants to be a nazir, because he says Dr. Harris wants to be a nazir. The parah would love to be a nazir, so therefore it means he's a nazir. He's saying, this parah would love to be a nazir from its own meat, if it got up. So therefore that's like saying, he wants to be a nazir. Don't you see that as a chiddush? I see that as a tremendous chiddush.
What's the chiddush? Huh, what's the chiddush? That this guy's thinking like the parah?
No, that he's thinking like a parah is his own problem.
So what is
but the chiddush is that he's accept. This is a lashon of acceptance of Naziris. Where do you hear him accept Naziris? Did he ever say he's becoming a nazir? Did he ever say he's becoming a nazir?
No.
Where do you hear his kabbalah Naziris? Guy's sitting around the table. He's talking about Bessie the cow, and he's saying, oh, Bessie would want to become a nazir if he could get up. You hear him saying he wants to be a nazir? I don't hear any kabbalas naziris. Where's the kabbalas naziris? You hear that as a chiddush, that's kabbalas naziris? I don't know, I'm bothered by it even after the chiddush. Why that's a kabbalas naziris?
That's a little bit off topic. The king, I forgot his name, Yitzhak, he says, anything that comes out of that my doorway, I'm going to put it as a corpse, and his daughter comes out, is a human being allowed to be a korban?
No.
Well, why was it how?
Okay, we're not learning Navi now. I'm not going to go there. No. Okay.
If you hold that a person doesn't say anything without any meaning, then this is
no
for that, right?
I think it's a very big chiddush, no matter what you say.
A person doesn't say anything without meaning.
Therefore, it means that he says a story. He means to be makabel naziris.
But what else does it mean?
I have no idea.
You don't tell a story. It's not a story.
Why not? It's a story.
No, we don't tell stories.
That's not true. It never says you can't tell stories.
What does it say?
It says when a guy says Erech Lizalai, he must mean something, because not why is he saying it. You can't say I'm saying a story of Erech Lizalai.
That's
a
lashon. The lashon is...
Harani Nazim and Agregris is not a story. It's a fact. He didn't say, let me tell you a bedtime story now.
The actual line was, a person is not taught...
Stories are not levatala. No, stories are not levatala. Stories is to tell stories. It's a tachlis. Story time is a very important part of life.
What else would this story be then?
He's telling you a story about his cow.
No.
I have a holy cow. What's to be another?
No.
I think I can explain this if people want to have the patience for it.
I don't think they do. So I would leave it alone.
It's a pity.
What?
I said that's a pity.
Okay, it could be. Utrichi. The Imabaha, Gregris Advela, if it would only say the case of Gregris Advela, Because people can say, you can confuse figs and grapes, right? It is something, the guy wanted to say grapes and slipped and said figs. It's something that's within the range of mistake, because they're both fruits.
In the fruit family.
But meat to grapes is a little bit of a stretch. So maybe there, Beis Shammai would agree he's not a nazir. I would say, because meat and wine go together. You talk about a good meal, you talk about meat and wine. So the guy says meat, he means to say wine, because it's part of the same feast that he's going to have. We have a Gregorius and Vela lie, but Gregorius and Vela don't go together with grapes on a meal. Kamash Malam. But if Mahani Tarti, and if it wouldn't say the case of a door, I would say Hanu the Gamri Beis Shammai. That's where Beis Shammai says, because it was in the range of error for different reasons. One because it's a fruit, and one because it's part of a feast. Abu Dallas, Ema by the Lubetil. Maybe by door, which has no shaykhus to Gregorius, maybe there they would agree it's a meaningless sentiment. But maybe Beisil would agree to Beis Shammai by figs and wine and meat because it's Shaychus. They argue in all cases. Beis Shammai holds he's becoming a nazir and retracting, and you can't retract. I don't care whether it was a Delos or a meat or a Gregorius. And Beisil says you can never became a nazir, you can retract, and I don't care how you retract. If it would only say one of the cases, I would learn Beis Shammai differently. I would say Beis Shammai meant to say grapes, and he just slipped, or he meant to say wine, and he said meat. And Beisil says no. And if it would say Delos, I would say Beisil says, by a Delos, you never meant it, but by meat and wine, maybe you did. So therefore, it says all three cases to explain that they're arguing across the board. Zuck the Rush, Bistra Bechamra, which is the Michlevi Banavim. I'm sorry, the Rush before that. Tarti Tlas. What's the Lashmena Machloikas, Begimu Bavas, in three places? Alola to the Befarish Vazu, as the Gemara explains. Mishum the Michlevi Banavim. Begilame Mashai Sabra Laimimimim Anavim, the Novel Mipiv Gregorius. We can say it was a slip. Bistra Bechamra, Mitsuyan Haim Biyachad. They go together. They're common together. But the pasuk wants to talk to an indulgent person. It says, Zoylele Basr V'soyveyayin. One is glutton, and one is whatever the word for drinking is. I always say gorging and gluttoning, but I don't know if that's the true words. V'avdi inchi the toa michlutuluhu. And people make mistakes and say wine, meat instead of wine because they go together. Right. So this is Rami Bar Chama's pshat. This remains Rami Bar Chama's pshat. Rami Bar Chama's pshat is that this Mishnah is a repeat of the last Mishnah. The Amra Parazu, we offer two pshatim, either that he added at the end, Harini Nazim and Basar, or by saying what the Paro wanted, it's a way of expressing his own Naziris. And it's a repeat of the last Mishnah, and we need three cases to tell him the Chiddush. So going to Rami Bar Chama, we have finished Shat in our Mishnah. It's a repeat of the last Mishnah. No new chidushim here, except to cross apply to different cases.
Was the
I'm sorry. But the three cases, the Gemara says why we need. Because if it would only say Gregorius, I would say the reason he's a nazir is not because you can't retract. It's because he meant to say grapes and he slipped and said figs. We would have said a whole different Shat in the first Mishnah. We would have said, really, the guy wanted to become a real nazir. He slipped and said the wrong word. But it's in the family. It's in the fruit family. Or he slipped and said the wrong word. He said meat instead of wine. They go together. So therefore, by saying the other cases, they're saying, no, that's not the pshat.
Is it different to the door and the cow?
In halacha, no. In Havamina, yes. Because meat goes together with wine, and doors don't go together with wine.
But at the end,
halacha is the same. According to Meshamai, the guy said, I already nazir, and he said, Minadelus, what he's trying to do, according to Rami Bahama, he's saying he's a nazir, and then he's retracting, and he said, from the door, which is a way of saying, I'm not a nazir. He could have said train tracks. And according to, and the same thing is true by Basser, and the same thing is true by Gregor Zitzmukim, and Meshamai said, you can't retract Naziris, and Beisol says, you can. This is chapter 1 in the Mishnah. Rava is going to argue in this whole chapter in the Mishnah. According to Rava, this won't have anything to do with last Mishnah. Let's hear what Rava has to say. Amar Rava. Miktani alam demeilah. Does it say here in the Mishnah anything about the par getting up on its own? Dr. Rush. Amar Rava. Miktani alam demeilah. Dr. Rush, what's bothering Rava? The way you explained the chiddush of the mission of the story was hadit nam rebitzas par lashmina dafka am demeilahav. Right, it's to say if it gets up on its own, because what's the condition? If it gets up, everything can be made to get up. A door opens, everybody can get a door to open. Ultimately, you can get a door to open. So obviously, the Mishnah is trying to tell me if it gets up on its own, if a door opens on its own. Do you see the word on its own in the Mishnah? Why didn't the Mishnah mention that? You can't say that the par is going to be a nazir whether he gets up on its own or whether people get it up. So just leave it out. If you want to tell me a chiddush, the par is trying to get strength, right? The way we explained it before. The par is trying to say something about itself. If I can get up. If it means that the par can be gotten up, what's the big deal? Every par can be gotten up. So listen, I'm already not saying about the par. There's no condition if it can be got up. Every par can be gotten up. My loy litlus is your rasa, met you day, but be rujiskayim. Not a t'nai. If the sun gets up tomorrow, I'm a nazir. The sun is getting up tomorrow. It's not a t'nai. It's a double borer. If we write to me as nazir, I remember light t'nai already nazir. Bishlaim, if you tell me it's getting up by itself, you tell me a chiddush, that the parish thoughts, he's crystallizing. Either that's the way he's expressing his naziris, or therefore how he's adding it to the parish thoughts. But there's a reason to bring in the par starts, because the par is saying something because it has no kayak to get up. But if it means to be stood up, every par can be stood up. So what are you, what's the Mishnah bothering with this whole thing? That's what's bothering Rabba. Zakhtar Rav, enter the Gemara.
Rav is not saying, if someone asked me what's missing from the Mishnah, I wouldn't have said this. I would have said, it never says anything about the guy himself saying the nether.
Yes, it does, according to the... it does, by saying the par is saying it, he's saying it himself.
I could have said it a lot easier and not more stukim to the bash, saying that he himself said this.
Which is what the Rosh's question was on the original pshat. And he offered two pshat. Either he did say it himself, and then he says, so what are we bringing in the para for? The Rabbi Yitzchak Klosin, that was his shot. Or the Rosh's own shot, that this is a way of expressing his own naziris.
That part, Rabbi says it's fine.
That doesn't bother Rabbi, except the condition makes no sense, Dr. Rabbi. If the condition is that the para is trying to talk because the para has no kayach, and is in its eis tzara, and it wants to be able to get up on its own, so at least I understand the story. But if you're telling me the par is saying, if anybody can get me up, every par can be gotten up. Every door can be broken. Zakhti Gemara, Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says a whole new shot. Gan Shahaisa Para Ravutza Lufanov. The para was sitting there. The Amar. And he said, Harei Olai Carbon. Now, at this point, it's a very half an answer. That the para should be a carbon if it gets up. Now, let's read Rava. Let's read the Rush, who's going to explain Rava. Now, Shahais the para rebutsu lefanav, v'amar hare lai carbon, v'aki perucha de masnisim. Svura para shayin yechai lulamoid. The para thinks it can't get up. V'tav elidar, and it loved to make a neder. Now, listen to this Rush. Shimtamoid bein me'alah bein aidei acherim. If it can be stood up either by itself or through others, chitikadis lazara v'yikrivu l'karben nazir. The parah is saying, if I can be gotten up, when I can be gotten up, not if I can be gotten up, because every parah can be gotten up. When I get up, whether I get up by myself or others get me up, the parah is saying, I would love to be a karben nazir. I would love to go into the Azara and be used as a carbon nazir. That's what the para says. Now, we haven't finished the story yet, but the Rush has a problem. A para can't be a carbon nazir, because a para is not one of the species that are for a para. The Torah says which kabbalas you can use for a nazir, and none of them are a para. Zok the Rush, we have a pi. Even though Shay Nazir may be part of the carbon chayva. There is no para for a carbon nazir. So how could the para want to be a carbon nazir? It can't be a carbon nazir. Mikol malkam I regila mahabi yom taglachtam karbanas nedava ailu shlavim. Rush saying a big chiddush. Then when people entered in Naziris and they brought their three obligatory karbanas, the custom was to bring along a bunch of karbanas as a neder and nedava. Extra karbanas. And the parah said, I would love to be one of those extra karbanas of an Nazir. By the way, this is all this fashion. Besides what the guy can afford. Mashman the Torah, that if he can afford, he should bring more stuff. And he seconds the motion. And he says, I want to bring a carbon nazir. That's according to Rav Yosef Miklasin's shot. That he says, after the parah wants to be a carbon nazir, he says he also wants to bring a carbon nazir. The idik prusha habikilu amar harelei carbon nazir. By saying it over as if the parah is saying, he's accepting that the parah should be a carbon nazir. Lebe shamai hu nazir, lebe silu heim belashin zem mashma naziris. So according to Be Shamai, by saying that he wants to bring this far as a carbon nazir, he's saying he wants to be a nazir. Why else would he bring a carbon nazir? And according to Beisil, it doesn't mean naziris. Nothing changing his mind. The guy is saying he wants to bring a carbon nazir. Is he become a nazir or not? Now the question is, Dr. Rush, if he said, Hare Alai Karban Nazir, so of course he's a Nazir. To be bring a Karban Nazir, you have to bring a Nazir. Dr. Rush, the Pirish, Kama, Koin Trav Yaisav, Miklitzin Stat, Tamiya, Im Amar Beferish, Hare Alai Karban Nazir, I will have a Karban Nazir. Why not? Person says he wants to be a Karban Nazir. It's a way of saying he wants to be a Nazir.
Question?
Not yet. So the Rush
it's
is
on,
learning.
It's on the Rush right there.
Yes.
If one says that they want to bring a carbon nazir, isn't one of the ways of fulfilling that to bring someone else's carbon nazir?
Not if there's no nazir around.
That's
only
a limitation.
If
this is novel.
What?
That was not what was said before, if I remember correctly, which I may not. Okay.
I don't remember saying any difference anywhere.
Okay, the implication was that one could simply, at least as far as I understood it, that one could simply say, I will bring, and then select the person whose carbon they were going to bring later. Now, the Rush obviously knows it better than I do, but that seems to be
again,
a pretty big
hole. Again, I would have to look
hole.
It up again. I'm not going to answer you, but I'd have to look it up again.
Okay, thank you.
But, so this has nothing to do with the guy saying he wants to be a Nazir Mibsara or a Nazir from this. It's a whole new case. The guy says he wants to be in your carbon Nazir according to the first chat. According to the second shot, he's saying the para wants to be a carbon. Therefore, it's a way of him saying he wants to bring a carbon nazir. Beis Shammai saying he is a nazir, and Beis Shammai saying he's not a nazir. And we'll continue with this on Monday because we're going to have to do this. It's going to take a little while, and we'll start again on Monday on Rabbah's shot.